right, Debbie, what's your story?
Okay, when I was around 19, I started a new job in a little town up north, and I was staying at a friend's place. We went for a walk, and we found the body of a murdered teenage boy.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Wow, and what did you do?
The murderer was a family friend.
Oh, how long ago was this?
I was 19 myself, so I'm 49, so that would be around 30 years ago now.
Wow.
30 years ago, you stumbled across a murdered body and you knew the murderer.
Well, I stumbled across the grave. We called the police. They didn't come straight away, so we went back and dug a bit of it up.
That's, no, that's too far. I'm going to say that's BS. The digging it up is a
yeah,
bit much.
Yeah, that's what got me as well. I'm going to say BS.
No, you're wrong.
Oh.
No.
Whoa, wow.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
I'm shook. All right, Debbie definitely gets some tickets to
yeah,
go along
got the
to
double pass.
Daniel Lacey's show. Well done.
Wow, that's nuts, man.
Debbie, you must have had nightmares and stuff about that throughout your whole life. That's just crazy.
I definitely did.
Oh, my God.
Still do to this day, especially knowing that he's now out of jail.
Oh.
What?
This is just taking a massive plot twist.
Far out. I'm shocked. I feel like we're on one of those crime television shows at the moment.
Yeah.
He was actually on, years ago, Lisa McCure started. It was a forensic investigation.
Oh, one of those, like, cold case shows. Thingies.
Yeah. Wow. Every day, his mother, the murder victim's mother, started the Victims of Crime Association. Yeah, fought to keep him in jail, but it's
Oh, my goodness.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Debbie. I was not expecting that call this morning.